Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 75 of Internet Marketing. Sorry for speaking too loud into the mic there. Horrible distortion, but never mind. And today I am joined by Mr. Kevin Newman. Oh, Kelvin Newman.
Yes, Mr. Kelvin Newman.
One day I'll get that right. I'll stop calling
you
Kevin.
We've known each other for years, Andy.
And I still call you Kelvin. Kevin. Today we are talking about, it's a news and tools, the new iPhone. You see, let me tell you a little story. Kelvin arrived at the studio just about a quarter of an hour ago, and the first thing he did was he put into my hand this small device, and I felt something strange happening. I felt my hair falling out, and I had this sudden desire to chase fish down rocky waterfalls. Before I knew where I was, I'd scuttled into the loo, and I was going, "Precious, my precious!" I was stroking this iPhone 4. Tell us a bit about it, Kelvin.
Yeah, so June 23rd today. So we're
24th. I think you're finding 24th.
Yeah, 24th. So we're talking to you from the past here. But yeah, no, it's iPhone launch day here in the UK. So I was one of those incredibly cool, and cool being in inverted commas, people queuing up from 6 o'clock this morning outside the Brighton O2 shop to get a new iPhone.
How sad is that?
Yeah, no, it is very sad. It is very sad. Actually, it was so sad that yesterday was the England match and I didn't drink very much beer because I knew I had to get up early to go and get an iPhone. So that's really sad. But yeah, it was good. There were about sort of 60 people ahead of me in the queue and maybe about another 200, 250 people behind me. From what I hear, Brighton sold out very shortly after I'd got mine, and all kinds of hoo-ha from them turning people away. But yeah, it's very nice, and I wanted to talk today about some of the reasons, or five reasons, I think that the iPhone has the potential to change internet marketing forever.
I cannot. You did sound a bit like Gollum then when he said forever.
It brings it out in you. Yeah.
So why, Mr.
Okay,
Mr. Newman?
Well, one of the big step-ups, I've come from an iPhone 3G as opposed to the iPhone 3GS. And one of the major differences between those two phones, but also between the 4 and the last phone, is the camera in it. And I was showing Andy this earlier. Basically, every iPhone has built into it a HD or a 720p, so HD video recorder.
What, even the old ones?
No, the new one has that built into it.
So damn, I was just hoping.
So what that means is we've talked a bit in the past about flip cameras and the one I really like, which is the Kodak ZI-8, which are kind of little handheld HD recorders that you can plug straight into your hard drive and get video very quickly. Well, they're great, but you've never got them with you when you need them. Because they're kind of pretty, they're small, they can fit in a pocket, they're phone size, but I already carry around two phones.
It's another gadget to carry around,
yeah, isn't exactly. Yeah. So now, everyone who buys one of these new iPhones has a really high quality video device there in their pocket at all times. So you only need to think about video footage that you've got in the past from mobile phones when there's big events going on and the like, and viral video that's been created off the back of that. Well, now you've almost got nearly broadcast, or at least web broadcast quality, in your pocket all the time. So I know you've been able to get this in other phones for a long period of time, but the fact you can get it in an iPhone that millions of people are going to have is really going to make a big change.
How many lines again was it? 700 and...
720.
720.
Yep. So okay. It's not 1080, but to be honest, And most people can't see the difference between 1080 and 720 unless
but that's
they're...
almost high definition ready, as they would be described if it were a TV.
Yeah, it's HD ready.
HD ready
is what they call it in the UK for that one. So I think that's, you know, really important from an internet marketing perspective, because your consumers are going to be able to create video very easily. But as a marketer, you don't have to worry now about investing in a load of equipment. A lot of people say, oh, well, I'd love to do some video testimonials of my clients, but I've got to get a camera and all these kind of things. And you can do that now on the iPhone and it would look as good as, you know, most people would pay money for.
What's the sound like?
Not as amazing as the reason I love the ZIA, the Kodak one, is because it's got an external microphone in it.
Yeah.
So you can put like a little lapel mic on it. The iPhone, you can't do that, but it's as good from my sort of hour or two playing with it as a flip cam is, and people love those. So yeah, it's probably not one if you're in a kind of busy club that you're going to be able to interview someone with, but in a quiet office or out in the street where there's not a huge amount of background noise, you get a pretty good effect, and it's there with you at all times. That's the real benefit.
Now, it's got two cameras on it, hasn't it? Because it's got the one pointing out the back, like the old iPhone, which I'm guessing is the 720 camera.
Yeah.
Is it a separate camera pointing out the front?
Yeah, the quality on that's pretty good as well. I'm not too sure what the definition or the megapixels or all the kind of numbers on it.
Is that just a Sills camera then, the one out the front?
No, that's the video as well. You can do the video calling with.
Okay,
Which you can only do Wi-Fi to Wi-Fi. But yeah, I think I did a little bit of video recording on that as well, and that seemed pretty tasty as well. So you can kind of produce these kind of video monologues that sometimes can go quite well as podcasts really easily as well.
Push them straight up to YouTube and the like?
Yeah, straight there. So it's really, really powerful. Video is going to become ever more prevalent. It's always been getting bigger and bigger. But I just think with this device in the pocket of millions of people, there's going to be a lot of video getting pushed up online. So you're going to have to be...
Yeah.
You're going to be strange if you're not doing it. And if you are doing it, you're going to have to make even more effort to make your content really stand out.
And what about video editing on the iPhone?
It's got iMovie on there. I've not used it to any real extent yet. But the fact that you can do that and it's a trimmed down version of one of the most highly regarded simple video editing programs is, again, pretty impressive. So, yeah, the second up on my list is the fact that Flash is dying, and it's dying a very, very quick death.
Is it? How do we know?
Okay, well... I mean, I don't know any stats in terms of the numbers here, but this is based on my experience, right? So we've been producing the premium podcast for coming up to a month now. And the way that we were delivering... So basically, if you sign up, you're all listeners, so you probably already heard this, but if you haven't, the way that the premium podcast works is you pay an additional fee, and every working day we send you a training video. And these training videos are hosted on a CMS that's kind of all membership-driven, and you can only get access if you paid and all these kind of things. And the way that video was presented, although it's recorded in a variety of different ways, was in a Flash player. And that was kind of the standard way that you would do this.
Yeah.
But already we've been going for a month now, and I've had, you know, dozens of people say to me, hey, we're really enjoying the videos, but I like watching them on my iPad, or I like watching them on my iPhone. The way that it's currently set up, I can't do that. So what I've done, of course, makes sense for me. I just upload them twice now. So I upload an iPad-friendly version and an iPhone-friendly version and the Flash player, so it works best for both people.
Yeah.
But, you know... I was surprised how many people were consuming the content in this way already. So, I mean, I would say if you're a business that you're trying to sell something online and you're relying on Flash to communicate that, you're just not going to get any business from Apple customers. And you only need to walk around Brighton or get on any train to see how many people have iPhones of one shape or other or iPads. It's just kind of, yes, it's a small number, but it's growing and growing and growing. I wouldn't want to be a Flash developer at the moment.
Scary stuff.
Yeah. So
presumably the point you're making with this point number two is that Flash is probably dying.
Yeah.
And the iPhone can deliver videos in the non-Flash.
Yeah. HTML5 is the way that they're tending to go to go there on that front.
Okay.
So what I would say is, from a marketing point of view, you can't rely on Flash in the way you probably could have done even 2 or 3 months ago.
Sure. Yeah.
Next up is the fact that I think. Parents and people who've never got round to getting an iPhone, and that's a huge number of people. You know, not everyone's one of these people who kind of go straight out and like me and are incredibly sad and queue up for these. But what I've now got is I've got my old iPhone. It's a 3G one. I could have traded that in, but it's got a few scratches on it. I probably wouldn't get a huge amount of money for it.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do now? I'm going to give that to my mum.
Yes. Pass me down iPhones.
Yeah, and that's the way that mobile phones tend to trickle down as well, that, you know, people got camera phones because their sons or daughters or their partners or whoever it was who was a lot more into technology, you know, migrated up the food chain of devices. And then that trickles down to everybody else. So You know, most of the listeners to the Internet Marketing Podcast probably do have a smartphone of some variety, but I bet a lot of people they know don't. But now that they're migrating up to the second, third generation, fourth generation of the iPhone, there's going to be a lot of these kind of trickling down to everybody. So you're going to see that, you know, the moment you see the trendy people on the train with the smartphone, you're going to be seeing everybody with those fairly shortly, I would have thought.
So the point you're making there, presumably, is that more and more people, because of the influx of the new generation, we're going to be seeing people that perhaps wouldn't have had a smartphone before suddenly acquiring smartphones.
Yeah. And the way you browse the net changes really drastically as soon as you can get it anywhere. You know, I'm sure you'll appreciate as well, Andy, that you kind of suddenly you're always using the net and you expect that kind of connection to be there in a way. So, you know, there's going to be a lot more mobile browsing,
sure,
I would have thought.
Absolutely, yeah.
My fourth one is the fact that with this, and this isn't just the new iPhones, this is the new iPhone operating system. So Andy was talking that you'd upgraded your phone to iOS 4.
Yes, I always get confused. I'll just call it the 4.
Yeah, and basically one of the big things about this step up is the ability for application developers to have advertisements in a kind of standardized way in their applications, iAds, they're calling them.
Oh, crikey. Okay.
And basically, this will allow application... This is good. Apple, in contrast to Google, they're both going for this kind of mobile advertising space. And Apple's attempt is the iAds. And what this allows you to do is put kind of banner adverts, clever pieces of content within applications. So as a marketing person, for most people at the moment, this is probably very much consumer brands and, you know, big, like Toy Story, you know, those kind of big mass adverts that are going in there. But it's not going to be very long at all before you see the trickle down, and anyone can put an advert in any application. So that's going to really change the way that they do things. And Google, for their Android system, are working on some very similar technologies there as well.
So hang on, let me get this right. So it sounds like what you just said is it not quite there yet? Is it still being developed?
It's in process. So okay. not everyone can buy these adverts.
Okay.
But the way that Apple are going to make money is by letting anyone buy
them. So basically, if you make an iPhone app, you've got no control. There might be an ad in it.
Oh, no. It's an opt-in kind of system.
Oh, I'm with you. So, okay, yeah. Okay. But basically, all the apps act a bit like an ad network for Apple, I guess.
Yeah. And of course, they give most of the money to the application developers.
Yeah.
They take a nice, tidy cut there. And that's how Google have done it with AdSense. So it's in Apple's interest then to keep free apps going as well. And my final reason,
number five,
is the fact that I've got one and I'm not going to shut up about it. So if you know, and it is
Kelvin is single-handedly going to change the face of internet marketing.
Well, it's not just me, but there's loads of people within the community who are in these queues.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I needed to look on Twitter this morning when people were in the queues, and it'll be the same when the guys in the States wake up later today, that so many people within the community have really, really got behind this latest development and are really excited about it. So the fact that so many people are involved and emotionally invested in that is really going to have a big impact. Mm. So the fact that everyone's so excited about it means that there's going to be all kinds of new things that come off the back of that. So you won't be able to move a blog post telling you about iPhones for the next couple of weeks. So hopefully we've kind of got in with this podcast reasonably early compared to some of the other ones that will come out. But yeah, I think the sheer fact that so many people within the community are going to have this device is going to give it real momentum.
Fantastic. Okay, Calvin, moving on from the tools, if you like, we've done the tools first. News.
Yeah, we have got an event coming up. It's SEO specific, this one. So a couple of days ago now from this, we will have been at the online marketing show.
Yeah.
And we will have done a bit of a live podcast there. So hopefully that will have done very well. But we've also got a kind of standard, more face-to-face meetup going on that we're involved with. So I'm involved and have arranged a few events in the past and are putting on an event called Brighton SEO. So it's a completely free, it's relatively small event taking place on the 23rd of July. So a little while away yet in Brighton. You can find out more details. I'll drop in the show notes.
Excellent.
But basically that's a free half day training event and then beers in the evening, where I've kind of been involved with curating various people. So what I'm hoping it'll be like the big SMX, SES, all those kind of conferences that you go to, but for absolutely nothing and by the seaside. So that's 23rd of July. If you visit the show notes, I'll add a link where you can find out more details and RSVP and all that kind of thing. There's no cost to it. So hopefully that'll be pretty handy.
Excellent.
Yeah, I've got a couple of other bits of news to try and squeeze in here. Some about the podcast, some just about the internet generally. So Yahoo have killed their directory. So the Yahoo directory, which is what got them going in the first place, in France, Germany, Italy and Spain. They actually did it a little while ago, but no one even noticed. But the reason I think this is big news for the guys, you know, I know we've got listeners all over the world, predominantly in the English-speaking countries, that I wouldn't be surprised if they started Yahoo on kind of really on a cost-saving mission at the moment. So anything that's not really making any money for them, I wouldn't be surprised if it was discontinued.
Do you mean they're in trouble?
Or? Well, no, I don't think they're going to go under, but I think that they just need to, you know, they're doing what a lot of companies are doing, which is saying, okay, in the good years, we spent all this money on these things. Now let's work out what's actually working well and where we want to go in the future. And directories aren't very fashionable. So I
was going to say, actually, putting myself in the danger of sounding very thick, I'd kind of forgotten all about directories. I mean, I'm familiar with podcast directories and blog directories because I deal with them all the time, but I'd kind of forgotten about the generic concept of a directory on the internet.
I mean, directories only seem to exist because SEO people like to submit their websites to them and pay money for them.
Yeah.
So I think directories will continue to exist as long as there's people prepared to pay to submit to them. But I don't think that strategically that fits with where Yahoo want to go. So it's interesting to see what will develop off the back of that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if the UK and maybe some of the other English-speaking countries, I think the American want to go for a while, but I think they'll probably die fairly shortly.
Which were the four countries? That was it four or three countries?
It was
countries?
France, Germany, Italy and Spain.
Germany, that's one I forgot. Yeah, okay.
Next up is one that if you're a fan of football, you'll no doubt have heard the Vuvuzela.
Oh, yeah.
So if you've watched any of the World Cup football, sorry to the guys who aren't interested in football, but basically in the South African World Cup, there's been this fan phenomena, which are these plastic or made from seaweed kind of horns.
Seaweed?
Yeah, they're made from kelp, some of them.
Are they really?
Most are made from plastic.
So
but
you could eat them.
Yeah. So, but these horns are so loud, and so many people have been doing them, that it sounds like a huge swarm of bees in every match.
Yeah, it does. It's really annoying, actually.
But so there's been a lot of hoo-ha about this. One of the best-selling free apps on iTunes at the moment is the Vuvuzela app. I've not got that on the new phone, but I could have brought that along, which is just it makes the Vuvuzela noise. But stepping into this YouTube, and I don't know whether how long they're going to keep this here, but at the moment they've got a Vuvuzela button, so you can watch any YouTube video and add the World Cup spirit to it by adding a background of Vuvuzela noises. I don't know if we can... is it possible to do that, Andy? Bring up a YouTube video and bring it in? Or is that going to...
Hang on a minute.
Let's see if we can do this.
Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, it probably won't work.
No, it is.
Unless we do a feed. Okay. Never mind. I could put it in post-production.
Yeah, okay. Let's add that in afterwards. But yeah, it's a very funny thing that's going on there. So, yeah, interesting. But it shows that nice bit of viral content that they've produced there. It's, you know, Vuvuzelas, it's been something that people have been talking about. So if there's ways that you can tie your content into that. Like, I know Sainsbury's did very well on a press release off the back about how many Vuvuzelas they were selling. So there were all kinds of angles there as well off the back of that.
Brilliant. Well, not so brilliant. Depends how you view Vuvuzelas, I suppose, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Vuvuzelas!
And I've got two final bits of news about the premium service. So a couple of weeks ago, we launched the premium podcast. We'll still be carrying on with the free ones weekly like we are, but we're doing a couple of extra things as well. So
we're still going to get your lovely brain
dumps.
Yeah,
we'll still get fantastic. All of that as well. Okay. But what we will do occasionally is where we think it's relevant, we'll try and point you in the direction of the content that we've got on the premium podcast. So it's gone great so far the first month. It's been really pleasing so far. Good. We've done actually nearly double the amount of people we're expecting to do in the first month. And once we get going, I'll be able to share a few more of the figures with people. But so two bits of news. First one is, we are launching, and I will include all the details in the show notes, an affiliate scheme. So what that will mean is, if you are a premium subscription member, you can recommend a friend and get some cash for that. And even if you're not a premium member, i.e. you're a listener to this show, but for whatever reason decided not to be a premium member, but think that one of your friends might be a good person, you could sign up and get some cash back if they sign up as well.
Okay.
Or additionally, if you're just a blog website owner who thinks that your readers might be interested. So I'll drop in some links there. Hopefully it'll be quite a nice way for us to help out some of the guys that are listeners and can do us a favour. I know that we're as popular as we are on iTunes because people recommend us to their friends.
Brilliant. Excellent.
So hopefully what this will do is, for the premium subscription, try and reward people in some way for those recommendations.
What's the feedback so far, Kelvin? Pretty good?
Yeah, I've been really, really pleased. Like I mentioned earlier, actually, the one thing that's been surprising is the number of people who are watching it on iPhones and iPads. So we rectified that to make sure that everyone could view it on that. We're trying to get the constant feedback to make it as good as we possibly can. A couple of other things. I've been really surprised that where people have been coming from around the world to listen to it. So that's really pleasing. I mean, Australia and Canada seem to have taken to it really well. The US and the UK have, and the rest of Europe and New Zealand and that as well. But yeah, that's really pleasing. So that's really good. Gone far so well.
Well, I've been loving it. I've been learning stuff, Kelvin, as well.
Oh, well, that's cool. So yeah, basically, so far it's largely been screencast. So it'll be us showing you how we do something on the screen. There'll be more of that, some videos.
Just out of interest, how are you making the screencast? What are you using?
I'm using Camtasia for Mac, which is also available for the PC. And then using an SM58.
Yes, what we're using now. Yep. Yeah, these mics.
Plug that in via a sound card and then recording the sound at the same time. Camtasia, really recommend it highly. There's one called ScreenFlow.
I'm using ScreenFlow. I'm just looking at that at the moment.
I just got Camtasia because I'd used it on the PC.
Both
are very highly recommended.
Okay.
And I'll probably do an episode on screencasting in the future because I think for B2B particularly, it can work really well as a way of communicating online. But my final bit of news is, we launched the podcast premium service with a discounted price. So that was kind of quite a major saving. So like on the UK price for an annual subscription. So basically you can pay monthly, which will be the same price forever. You can, you know, it'll be rolling the contract and all that kind of thing. But we also did a discount for people who prepared to sign up front. And we did an even extra special discount for people who signed up in the first month. So in the UK, that was a £50 saving. It was an $84 saving or $85 saving in the States, and a €75 saving in the Eurozone. And then the similar savings for the other currencies as well. That's due to, or was due to, finish on July 3rd, which is a weekend. So I thought, well, I'll be extra nice to people and extend it by a few days. So now that early bird offer expires on the 7th of July. So that should be a week from when this podcast goes live.
Okay, brilliant.
So what that'll mean is you can get a year's access to these daily videos, some best practice documents. So once a week, we'll send you like a downloadable PDF on. We've done ones like a technical SEO checklist, the best WordPress plugins, all these kind of different things. So the price for that in the UK is it'll remain at £150. It'll be $215 in the UK, in the States, and €175 in the Eurozone. We also have we can charge in Australian dollars, New Zealand dollars, and Canadian dollars as well. So if you're from Australia, New Zealand, or Canada, you can pay in your own currency. You don't have to pay in the equivalent ones.
Brilliant.
So So hopefully that'll be a saving there for a few people. So that's extended by a couple of days just to give a few people a couple of extra days to sign up at that cheap rate. Actually, there'll still be a discount if you sign up for a year, but it won't be quite as substantial.
Okie dokie. Righty-ho. Does that conclude the news and tools?
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, thanks everyone for signing up for the premium service so far. Been really pleased. The forum's doing quite well as well, where people are asking each other questions and looking forward to planning some of the live chats that go with it as well.
Fantastic. Well, with that, it is goodbye from me, Andy White, and...
goodbye from me, Kelvin Newman.
Goodbye, everyone, and see you next week. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.